Broncos and Chiefs this Sunday. We're here now with Dave Logan. And Dave, you've been on hand for a lot of personal milestones for a lot of players in your career. What do you anticipate from this atmosphere that we're going to see on Sunday if Peyton Manning does, in fact, break the passing record and, accordingly, break the wins record?
Well, I mean, I think it'll be obviously a reason for fans to show their appreciation. I mean, Peyton's been a great player in this league for a long time, and I think fans here have been fortunate that the last few years he's played here. It's you know, his career has lasted 18 seasons. It's not going to last forever. And when you look at some of the records that he has achieved, I think those marks, in particular, maybe the starting quarterback most wins in a career as he goes on, that's going to be a mark that will be tough to match.
On the defensive side of the ball, without DeMarcus, without Aqib Talib, where do you see the points of emphasis for that side of the ball, and who do you see that could be poised for a breakout game?
Well, I think it. I think what we'll see on Sunday is really a testament to the depth of the Broncos and sort of how they've created a defense that is not centered on just one player. Aqib Talib has had a great season thus far, but Bradley Roby is a first-round draft choice. He's going to get a chance to play, and really when he's been given that opportunity, he's acquitted himself nicely. And I think behind DeMarcus Ware, you've got Shaq Barrett and maybe even Shane Ray. And Shaq Barrett is a guy that sort of come from nowhere, and yet you have felt and seen his presence whenever he's had a chance to be in the game. So with respect to those two veteran guys that are great players, I don't see a huge drop-off for the Broncos.